I've got Terence Maskell. He's the music director and founder of the Graduate Choir New Zealand, and I've got him on the line here. They've got an event coming up on the island in the next few weeks, so he's going to come on and tell us a bit about that. Are you there, Terence?
Yes, I am. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and welcome to Island Life. So,
thank you.
You've got a performance coming up on the island soon. Can you tell us when that will be?
Yes, certainly. We're coming across to Waiheke on the 20th of October. It's the Saturday of Labour weekend. We've been to pretty much most of the main centres in this country, Christchurch and all of the main centres in the North Island. But the last time we went overseas was to the UK in 2005, so we thought it's about time we made it a visit to Waiheke.
Yeah.
With the jewel sitting right on our doorstep.
Well, that's right, it is. It certainly is that. And so what can we expect? What form will the show take?
Well, there'll be two events, really, taking place in the Mora Hall.
Yeah.
There'll be an open rehearsal at 11 a.m. on the Saturday, and that's an occasion, it's a fairly informal occasion, where people who are interested in how choirs work can come along and see us in rehearsal. So I would imagine that would have appeal for singers and conductors at the chalk face, really, on Waiheke Island.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there is a thriving choral community, and that would be something that they could possibly be interested in.
Yes.
Later that day, at 2 p.m., we have a more formal concert in the Mora Hall again. When I say more formal, it's not going to be a rehearsal. We'll just be singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what can you give us an idea of the songs that we'll get to hear that on that evening?
Sure. Well, Grads prides itself on having a very eclectic and wide-ranging repertoire. And just to let you know, earlier this year we did a full-scale recital in St. Benedict's Catholic Church in the city called Ave Maria. And all the music was centered around music specially composed to celebrate the Mother of Christ.
Yes.
That's the more formal, the more serious, the more classical side of what we do. But coming up at the end of this month, we have a recital called Grads Go Groovy, which features the lighter, the more jazzy side of our program. So on Waiheke Island, I think guests at our concert can expect to hear a wide range of music, from the more classical side right through to the lighter side. There'll be something for everybody.
And how many people will you be bringing with you?
Well, there are currently 39 singers in the choir. We're very hopeful that all will come, as well as some of the management team, of course.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It is I mean, you said it. Well, you alluded to it at the beginning that it is kind of a jewel. It's a bit of a thing to come over here for. A lot of people. It's like a holiday, you know.
Well, quite. And for a number of our singers, they've never actually been to Waiheke Island before.
Right.
So this will be something. And if it's a day like today, it'll be absolutely glorious.
Yes, no, it is lovely over here today. Beautiful. So how did you get involved in the choir?
Well, back in 2001, a number of singers that I'd been training at RRE College, where I was head of music, asked if we could form a choir for them that they could sing in after they left school.
Yeah.
And the idea grew from that, really, and we've never looked back. A number of singers from all around the Auckland Isthmus joined us, as well as past pupils from RRE College, which, of course, included the illustrious Pene and Amitai Patti, whom I was lucky enough to teach at RRE College and who subsequently sang in the Graduate Choir. And we know that they're doing so well now with the San Francisco Opera.
Mm. Wow, that's quite some alumni you've got there. So, I mean, my sort of
experience, if you like, of choir was when I was young, and you know, we would sing at school and sort of at church. And the thing that struck me about doing it was we all loved it, because there's an electricity, and I'm sure you'd there's an electricity between people, an unseen electricity that comes up as you sing, and I guess that's one of the draw cards for you. Would that be right?
Yes, it is. Of course, it's the one music experience that people can do that comes from within the soul, as well as, of course, the physical aspect of it all.
Mm.
We don't need to plug anything in. We can stand there and sing. There is a huge synergy that bonds people who sing in choirs.
Mm.
And I've discovered this in my years conducting choirs.
Mm.
People who have very full lives, family lives, work lives, you know, it's a chance for them to come together at least once a week. And really, all of those cares and woes fall aside when you start making music as a group.
Yes.
And the Graduate Choir New Zealand prides itself on its sense of whanaunatanga, or family and kinship, whereby we kind of look after each other.
Yeah.
Not only that, but we also have a very wide range of the ethnicities and cultures that are so special to this country.
Yeah, so a great bridge builder, really, music.
Absolutely, yeah. And singers have the advantage of being able to communicate with audiences through language.
Mm.
It has to be said that at every one of our concerts, at least one punter makes the comment, if only we'd known that this was going to be so enjoyable, we would have come to several more of your concerts. So it's really in hearing the Graduate Choir New Zealand where the essence of what we do is discovered.
Well, look, we'll wrap it up there, but I just want to remind our listeners, first of all, how can they get in touch with you?
Right, you can visit our website, which is www.graduatechoirnewzealand.org. And I believe also there'll be posters going up over the island shortly, and tickets will be on sale during October, and on the Waiheke Community Facebook page you can access things there.
Right, fabulous. Well, look, I really appreciate your time and coming on to the radio show this morning, Terence.
It's an absolute pleasure, and we're looking forward very much to bringing our special brand of choral music to Waiheke Island.
Fabulous. Well, you have a great weekend, and hopefully the weather will stay nice for the rest of it and for your trip when you get here.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you, Terence. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Terence Maskill there from the New Zealand Choral Society, talking about their incoming or upcoming performance on the island.